6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Wednesday, July 13th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We got a 10% off site-wide sale at the Power Mall going on right now. You've got it. This is our answer to woke Amazon. For those of you, they have July 12th and 13th, and they're doing this Prime Day. You know what? It's not supporting we the people, folks. Amazon is supporting Jeff Bezos. That's it. We have our own site-wide sale that supports small businesses. We want you to put your loyalty where it should lie, not in woke corporations, but in the Power Hour and the Power Mall. And, you know, here's the thing. We're all about sharing information. We have to know what's going on. It's not just the Power Hour that matters here. It's other programs. We have a program out there called the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And Bradley Dean has been on this show before. I've had him on this show before. I've been on his show before. You know what we're doing? Trading information. Why? Because you're looking for solutions. We're Americans. We're we the people. We have a vested interest in our future, in our country. We don't like people overseas in Davos telling us what to do. We're seeing what's happening in Sri Lanka. We're seeing what's happening with the Dutch in the Netherlands. They are trying to do this to America. We have to rise up and we have to fight. We have to stand up and be counted, which is why I've got Bradley Dean back on the show with us, folks. 844-769-2944. This is your open hour where you get to chime in, scream and bitch and complain, and talk about what matters to you. And especially, I have invited Congresswoman Myra Flores to come on the show anytime and talk to us, especially after First Lady Jill Biden came down to San Antonio and called the Latinx community a bunch of tacos. I could not believe that she actually did it. She just made everything the Democrats stand for worse. Bradley Dean, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me, Dave. I appreciate you and your trust, my friend.
Well, I'm telling you what, it's mutual all the way around. And I'll tell you, you are standing for the same values in conservative Christian values that we stand for here on the Power Hour. And it is a blessing, and God bless you for all the work that you've been doing for as many years as you've been running Sons of Liberty Radio. And how did you get started in that, by the way, for those of you joining us now that don't know where Bradley has been? You know, it hasn't all been without sacrifice, has it, sir?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, there's nothing that really counts or matters or that means or has any meaning to it without that sacrifice, by the way. But really what we did is about 23 years ago, after Columbine High School, the shooting that took place there, we had seen that everybody began to run from the schools and run from their kids rather than to the kids. And what we seen is that they were being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And we wanted to be a part of the answer. Now, I want everybody to understand, and you too, Dave, that this is not my will. My will is not being done on this earth as it is in heaven, because I lived that lifestyle. But when Christ came in, showed me who I wasn't to show me who he is, I began to be led by his spirit in following out his will. We've done about 365 public high schools in 25 different states. We have been doing national radio in 156 cities we're broadcasting into right now. And with that said, we have been doing television, documentaries, the Minnesota State Fair, prisons, schools, colleges, you name it. Wherever the door of opportunity opens up, we go through it, because we believe at the end of the day, Dave, that we can win the day. But we got to be first willing to fight to do so.
Well, and again, the sacrifice, and this is something my corporate attorney always told me, Bradley, when you are over the target, you're going to take flack. And so many podcasters and people I know that get on and rant, and I mean, sometimes it's necessary for us to do this, because we sometimes have this distinct inkling people are not listening. And so we try to present this in a way that is, you know, spiritually right on and done in love, even though, you know, we make fun of Scarecrow and Giggles and all of his sidekicks up there in D.C. The thing is I think people sometimes figure that D.C. is in complete control of we the people, and they're not. And the thing is the more we stand up, the more we stick out.
You know, that's right. You know, it's interesting that you would say that because I hear it everywhere I go. We're going to be in Michigan and Ohio next week. Then we're going to be in Tennessee after that as well. We're always doing something somewhere different than in the state of Minnesota. And in saying that, it's interesting how I hear people continuously tell me about how the cabal is ruling the world. And I have to remind them, Dave, that the cabal is not ruling my life. My father is ruling my life. And the only way that they can ruin or rule your life is if you bend down to them to ride your back in ruling your life. But the American people really need to go back and revert back to the old past, which is found in Jeremiah 6:16. And look at their founding documents, namely the Declaration of Independence, because what we see a lot of people doing in this country is not at all the example that our forefathers set for us. Matter of fact, if you look at the Declaration of Independence, what do you find? That three quarters of that documentation is our forefathers, along with 13 colonies and 3% of the population, throwing off a tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. Hence, they came up with the slogan, rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. And if the American people knew the word of God in our founding documents, we would not be in the predicament that we're in today. So it would be good for all of us to do a little history lesson so we can understand what sort of men we come from.
You know, see, that's the funny thing about it. People forget about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution because they get so caught up in the programming of today's media. And that's a big problem. See, we're considered back channel. You know, Fox and all the rest of them would just love. And I was watching Hannity last night because I want to see what Fox is doing because they're probably the most conservative of all the media outlets out there. And right during the middle of Hannity's show, up comes this commercial. Everybody needs to go get the booster.
Yep.
I'm like, whoa, excuse me. How many people is Fox responsible for injuring and killing as a result of this depopulation effort, which is very apparent in my book? And I've had a half a dozen frontline doctors, Carrie Made, who's recovering, God bless her for everything, because she came out of the gate last year on my show in Florida and said, hey, Dave, here's what's going on. They are trying to take out as many people as they can using this vaccine. It's not even a vaccine. We need to stop calling it that. The media has got everybody so brainwashed because of the lockdowns and everything else. We feel like we're slaves to the rhythm. And what you just said, Bradley, is we are not, if you put your heart in the right place and your mind in the right place and understand that everything we do, we have the freedom to do right now because God gave us the power to move around and open our mouths and speak. And God even says in the Bible that what you speak is his business. That you speak is your business.
Yeah. Well, again, going now to the topic of the experimental jab. It's interesting that when you look across the boards, first of all, Fox News, by the way, if that's the most conservative we have in this country, that's exactly why we're in trouble today. And you can put that up against Matthew 5:13 because they're good for nothing, only to be trodden underfoot. And we found that out with Sean Hannity, which he would have been probably my favorite as well. But once he started to acknowledge Mr. Bruce as a woman, Bruce Jenner, of course, as a woman, and giving him an hour and pretending that that he is a woman, he lost all credibility right then and there. But now going to the experimental jab, I don't understand what people don't understand with it, Dave. It's right in front of our face. If anybody's paying attention, you're looking on social media platforms, people are falling off left and right, and the cause of death is unknown. I've never even heard of that before 3 years ago. And what's also interesting to note is Dr. Martin just came out about a week and a half ago and forecasted that about 700 million people are going to be gone by the year 2028. So what it is that the American people need to wake up to, I know not. But if they had their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2, we wouldn't again be in the predicament that we're in today.
Well, and see, here's the thing, folks. Also understand what Bradley just said. I'm echoing that. And here's the other thing. If you plan on going anywhere and traveling, understand that any travel interstate that involves any kind of a test, you're going to have to rethink your plans, because right now, if they're requiring sticking a swab up your nose, that swab has the same garbage on it the jab has in it. And you don't need that up your nose jamming through your cribriform plate. And I've been to med school enough. I know exactly what they're doing. Carrie Mate has looked under a microscope and seen the garbage that's on this stuff. And people think, oh, it's just a test. Really?
Yep.
You see, this is where it starts. This is where the lie starts, and you believe a lie. This is how they had the falling in the Garden of Eden. And, of course, there's a lot of people saying, well, I know exactly why there was an issue with the Garden of Eden and why Adam and Eve fell short of the glory of God, because they sinned. They were put there as helpmates, right? Be fruitful and multiply. And a lot of people go, well, wait a minute, Dave, what are you talking about here? They took a bite of the apple. Really? Where does it say that? It says the fruit of the tree, right? Of good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil. Yep. And I had a minister one day, and I'm going to chime in and let you run with this and tell me what you think, because it's always fun to discuss this. But a preacher a long time ago, that I was in this ministry for about 3 years back in the 70s, and he said, I'll tell you what the sin was. I said, it wasn't the apple, was it? He goes, no. He goes, why do you think Adam and Eve were put in the Garden of Eden naked? Because they could see each other for who they were, creatures created in the image of God, and they were tempted by Satan to do something that fell away from that glory. They basically were tempted to take unto themselves their own pleasure. In other words, they masturbated, and their eyes were opened, and they saw they were naked, and they ran and hid. They were ashamed and put on fig leaves. You read about this in the Bible, and nobody gets it, what the possibility was of exactly how the sin occurred. They all think, and we've all been taught to believe, they took a bite of the apple. Now, that's not exactly the apple they were talking about. What's your take on that? You think there's some truth to that?
Well, here's the gist of it. Scripturally speaking, sin is the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Okay? Sin is sin. With that said, I know that sin I committed against God after I read his moral law, Exodus 20, which drives me to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. As Augustine rightly said, the law detects, grace conquers. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because it was my sin that put Christ on the cross, regardless of what sin it was. And when I see what I did, I'm a behist of my responsibilities in crucifying the Son of God. I also can see God's twofold on the cross, his hatred for sin and his love for mankind and his willingness to redeem man back unto himself through the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. Sin to me is irreprehensible, and it is the thing, that great wolf that has destroyed mankind. And what I'm trying to say here, Dave, more than anything, is it's sin that put Christ on the cross, and I'm sorry that I did it. And with that said, I want to go forward, moving forward and preaching the gospel and seeking and saving that which is lost on his behalf. So I guess taking that out from the Garden of Eden, and taking it from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, I want to give again the people the answer. I'm sorry that I committed this sin. We're all guilty of it. The Bible says that we're all sinners, but we're also saved by grace, which is the power to restrain men from sin in doing the right thing. And I think, again, that's my objective here, is to get it past where we're at in this country, get people in the fight to understand that someone died for our sins. And the Bible's clear when it tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:15, if we're grateful for the sacrifice, then we're going to live unto him who died for us.
No matter the sacrifice. And that's the thing. That's what we've just been talking about, folks. And it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you believe what the Bible has already laid out for us. There is a complete plan there about walking in the faith and using the manifestations of the Spirit you find in 1 Corinthians 12-14. If you just take those three chapters and keep them in context and understand that biblical scholars of old were motivated by the Holy Spirit to put these words into Scripture.
Amen.
And that the people who are of the ways of the world have toyed with the scripture, altered the scripture, and you have to test it. If it comes back positive, it's from the Father. If it comes back negative, it's not.
Amen. I was going to say, too, Dave, when we do our speaking events across the country, the very first thing I'll do is ask the people in the room, if it's not a high school, it's a college. If it's not a college, it's a prison. If it's not a prison, it's a tea party. If it's not a tea party, it's a church, so on and so forth. The first thing I'll ask them is, do they know their founding documents? And the first thing that most do is they'll laugh at me in the room, and I'll say to them, well, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights.
Thank you for that.
And then I ask the next question, how many of you in this room have had grandpas and uncles and brothers and cousins and neighbors and friends serve in World War or foreign wars, fighting, bleeding, and dying, giving you the freedoms that you have today? And about 90% of the hands go up in the room, Dave. And then I say to them, well, here's the good news. The good news is you still have the freedom to do the right thing. And then when you consider the price paid, for example, when you look at World War One, where my grandpa was, there was 116,516 men that fought, bled, and died, giving us what we have today. And then I think of World War II, 405,399 men. They said that during World War II that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. And when we consider the price paid for our freedoms, we have to ask ourselves the question, what are we living for? And then I think of Korea, where my dad was there picking up body parts, literally out of the water. 36,516 men fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution that most people don't even know today, with their blood, giving us the freedom in which we have today. And then you have Vietnam, 58,161 men. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. And by the way, Dave, I know that you're a veteran, and I appreciate you, sir, in a very big way. But I want to say this, for the sacrifice that has been laid out for me, I am living for what everybody has sacrificed themselves and giving me for, and nobody needs to push me into doing that. And so what I just did is I brought it from the natural to the spiritual. When I was talking about Christ, now I just brought it back down to the natural. And when you go to Arlington Cemetery, how is it that we have to be persuaded to live for what those men died for? That's shameful on our behalf if we're sitting on the sidelines today in this country.
Well, and that brings me to the next topic of conversation, Bradley. This is something that really has bugged a lot of people. I had a caller in the last hour, and that was what happened in Uvalde. And John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, I know you know John, and one of the things he just wrote a commentary on was dismantling the Constitution. Police no longer have to honor the right to remain silent, which means in this ruling, Vega versus Tico, the Supreme Court took aim at Miranda warnings, which require police inform suspects that they have a right against self-incrimination when in police custody, namely, they have the right to remain silent. Now, in this latest ruling, the as you know, the conservative majority in Miranda versus Arizona basically declared individuals cannot hold police accountable for violating their Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. This is what the Supreme Court stopped short of overturning in Miranda versus Arizona in this new ruling, 6-3 ruling in Vega versus Tico. Basically, they can get and cajole out of you anything they want without telling you you have the right to remain silent. They figure if they don't tell you, you're going to start babbling and you might even confess it. And then you can't come back on them and say, well, you never read me my rights. Guess what the Supreme Court just did? They just took away the option of them Mirandizing you, as the term goes. And what's even worse is you couple that with the 2005 ruling that police departments and sheriffs are not held liable for failing to answer an emergency phone call. You call 911 and the cops don't show up. The Supreme Court of the United States said you can't sue the police department because they failed to render aid or come to your aid or rescue. So it lends a whole different aspect to Uvalde when it comes to all of the videos that are out now of the fact the cops just stood around knowing that a gunman was in there and they didn't bother to step up and take him out before he killed all those kids and teachers. So that, you know, when you're looking at the basic fundamentals of security of we the people now have to take into consideration that we, the people, may be faced with the aspect we may have to defend ourselves spiritually. What's your take on how that factors into all this?
Well, it's one of the things that I've said over and over again, and I just did a video on this. The fact of the matter is 94% to 96% of all mass shooters lay for soft targets in gun-free zones. And it's interesting, the ones that are creating these illegal gun-free zones, speaking of Uvalde, are the politicians that are encompassed by armed security detail, allegedly representing the law that they're now tearing down in hopes of recreating it in a global image. The American people need to take their politicians by the scruff of the neck and hold them accountable for their violations of the Second Amendment. Speaking of the Second Amendment, and that falls to Article 2, Section 4, and they need to be prosecuted for their crimes. And unless the American people do that, we will be stripped of our right to bear arms. And this is what I say on my show all the time, Dave. Don't disarm. There's no debate. There's absolutely no debate. We have God-given rights, not privileges, by a bunch of corrupt politicians that have been allowed to do the things that they have done up to this point. Enough is enough. The American people need to realize, according to the Constitution and the preamble, that we, the people of the United States, are the government under God. And when we read that seedbed called the Declaration of Independence, those that serve we, the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. We do not work for them. They work for us. Do not disarm is my answer to everything you just said concerning the Second Amendment. Again, we have rights, not privileges, and the American people need to hold the corruption in this system of government accountable for their crimes against us, and the people in this country as well need to hold the politicians that have created gun-free zones accountable for all dead innocent babies that have been killed in public schools, my friend.
Yes, for sure. All right, there you have it. And this is one of the things that, that's why one of the reasons we have Bradley on this show, folks. We have somebody that wants to chime in as well. I'm going to keep Bradley on the phone after the hour, but I want to bring Lane Cavanis in on the call. Apparently, there's some things going on with the lawsuit with the pilots union taking on Atlas Air. We'll be back right after the break. Stay with us.
Probiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, July 13th, Hump Day, 2022. We're in Central Time with Bradley Dean from SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Just got off the phone with Lane Cavanius. He is with Airline Pilots for Health Freedom. Apparently, there has been an upset in their lawsuit. Apparently, there's some shenanigans going on right now that, you know, we've had other guests on our show. And a lot of tit for tat. They've had to fire one of their lawyers. Some things are going on that are not kosher. And so I'm not sure just how many ethical situations are going on there. They've had to basically split with the lead plaintiff. And so things got really disrupted in that suit. Apparently there's been the allegations of funds that apparently have been diverted from the donations coming in for the suit, going into personal pockets, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. It's sad because they're trying to fight these mandates from Atlas Air and other woke carriers and woke companies that are trying to force people to get the jab. We've had one pilot, Bob Snow in San Antonio, that literally, when he landed his plane at Dallas-Fort Worth, dropped to the pavement and had to be resuscitated, and he'll never fly again. This is the danger. If you happen to be 38,000 feet in the air and all of a sudden they start stroking out in the cockpit, who's flying the plane? What do you think, Bradley? I mean, this is just craziness, isn't it? But, I mean, it's to be expected because the devil is going to throw monkey wrenches in the works every time we move forward. And I know people out there are saying one step forward, two steps back. And it's all because we're not in God's world right now, are we?
Well, is it not amazing that 329.5 million people, a small portion of those are telling you that? And what I'm saying here is you have 329.5 million people that are tolerating the crimes of a very, very small portion that are driving the narrative, driving the airwaves. They have all their little plants installed into government positions, not all of them, but you know who the bad guys are from the good guys. And they're allowed to do it. And they're doing what they're allowed to do. It was Edmund Burke that said they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. And furthermore, if the people, again, now going back to educating the people and edifying them to get out there and get busy, all of this forced jab business is all predicated upon something called administrative law, which undermines constitutional law. So therefore, the burden of proof is not on us to tell the government you can't do this. The burden of proof falls to the government to tell us that they can do this, and that's what they can't answer, Dave.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, not only that, but, I mean, we're talking about unvaccinated. We're about to lose 40,000 National Guard and 22,000 reserve soldiers who are going to be blocked from service for rejecting the jab. This is according to U.S. Army officials. Now, obviously, they're trying to weaken our military. And here again, what did the military swear an oath to do? Same thing I did. Defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Amen.
Yeah. And we, when we stand up, and I was at a chamber meeting this morning for our local Chamber of Commerce, of which I'm a member. And when it came time to salute the flag, I salute. I don't put my hand on my heart. Veterans salute the flag when they recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And we say, and to the Republic for which it stands, not the democracy.
Amen.
This country is not a democracy. They have made a debauchery out of anything that sounds like a democratic constitutional republic. I mean, this is what they've done. They've twisted the words. This is what Satan's very good at, twisting the word. He twists the word of God every day in your life, and now they're twisting the words. It's just like Josh Hawley at the Senate hearing yesterday with that Berkeley College professor with rings in her noses. You know, and people are paying $70,000 a year to take training from this woman.
Yep.
And I'm just like looking at this going, she's sitting there calling a United States senator who I think is one of a handful of senators that really gives a damn about the Constitution, and she's calling him a transphobic? Seriously.
Yeah. Well, as they say, as I just said, if the people are going to put up with it in this country as to what's going on, let me ask you, Dave, in all seriousness, and I asked my listeners this yesterday, and I say this with all sincerity, how do you help a people that don't help themselves? How does God show mercy to a nation that refuses to obey his commandments in dealing with this corruption? Because that is the reason he gave us the commands, and they're commandments, not suggestions. I am literally blown away on a 24/7 basis as to how the people in this country somehow or another believe that what corruption in government is doing today somehow has the right to do it. They've never received delegated authority from we the people to attack their own people, friends. And the bottom line is what we see in this country today, they are running counter to the U.S. Constitution. Furthermore, it was George Orwell that said there's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. And that's this nonsense between the right and the left and the Democrats against the Republicans. It's unconstitutional. And one of the points that you just made, Dave, was that we're a constitutional republic. That's found in Article 4, Section 4. And if you recite the Pledge of Allegiance, you'll find that I'm correct in what I'm telling you. But every president, all the way up until Ronald Reagan, has reiterated the point that we were a constitutional republic. Every president that has been incumbent since Ronald Reagan has reiterated time and time and time and time again that we are a democracy, when in fact we are not a democracy in any sense of the word.
That's why Pelosi has to go, because she can't stop using that word. And Liz Cheney and all the rest of them that, you know, we like to use the word rhino. Folks, for those of you conservative Christians out there, understand that God is number one, family is number two, country is number three. So if you have your priorities in order, understand that you have a duty to protect your family using the principles God gave you. So, you know, understand where we're coming from here. I know that's a tall order for some of you to grasp. 844-769-2944. Not every day we have Bradley Dean. I can tell just by the way this guy talks, ladies and gentlemen, his faith is in there. I mean, it's solid as a rock. He's not afraid to speak his mind and tell you the way things are. You have a chance to call in right now and put your 2 cents into this conversation. And I'm not going to sit here and beg you to get on the phone call. I mean, we have freedom of speech in this country. Last time I checked, you know, you have the right to say the Pledge of Allegiance. You have the right not to say it. You have the right to, you know, and this is the thing. We have rights. God gave us natural rights. You have the right, no matter what your status is, whether you're a political prisoner of the United States government or what, you have the right, God-given rights, to many, many things that this administrative government that Bradley just talked about. They've taken our Constitution and replaced it with Article 1 administrative law.
That's right.
This is going to be your downfall if we stick with that, folks.
That's right. If I can give you one more little testimonial on that, as a matter of fact, I went out and met with a representative from Maryland. And when we first walked in, now I live in Minnesota, so we went out there, spent a little time with him. The first thing I noticed is he had a Constitution in his pocket along with the Declaration of Independence. Now, Dave, he told us that there was a time where he had to go out to the federal floor in Washington, D.C., and make some statements on the floor. He said when he was done reading from the Declaration of Independence and reading from the U.S. Constitution, on the way out, the court recorder asked him the question, "What are you making reference to?" That's how foreign the U.S. Constitution is to those that call themselves our representatives, and that is the truth from top to bottom.
That is sad. For that to happen, that is sad. And now you have somebody directly who is on the House floor representing we the people. And like I said, folks, on this show, and Bradley has reiterated it on his show, sonsoflibertyradio.com, that we the people elect these people to go in and do the will of we the people, not the other way around. That's just the way it is. And if they're not going to be God-fearing and this government is not going to be God-based, then we don't need this government. And I think that our founding fathers very clearly said that we have the natural God-given right and our constitutional right to replace these people at any cost.
That's right. That would be at the beginning of the U.S., the Declaration of Independence, and that is premised in common sense. For the people to put up with what they're seeing today in this country is ignorance at its height. And I'm not capping on the people, but it is for the people to take responsibility and get educated. It was the Lord that said in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's exactly what's happening, and I think a lot of it comes down to the people willing to go ahead and give it over, but that, again, shows you they don't understand the price paid for their freedoms, because if they did, they would tolerate very little of what they see today in this country.
This is true. Looking into other news that I want to run past Bradley here, the U.S. annual inflation rate climbed to 9.1%, and, of course, Biden has denounced it and said the figures are out of date. I think the figures are much higher, and we have a housing crisis that is working its way through the American economy right now. And you know what's the amazing thing is that a lot of this stuff we're getting is from Al Jazeera.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is the thing. Al Jazeera is not a United States-based news agency, yet we're hearing things like, don't expect a housing crash like the one we saw in 2007 and 8 financial crisis. No, housing prices will not plummet. People are going to be less willing to sell their homes now, too. The American dream of owning a home may be a pipe dream for young people. Well, given the fact that a lot more young people are living at home now that are of working age, it should be out on their own. And there's a lot of uncertainty right now. Well, that we know. The S&P 500's entered a bear market in 2022. Cryptocurrencies have plummeted. We all put our faith in Bitcoin, which has lost more than 55% in its value this year. The stock exchange of the future has arrived with a very dark past. I mean, just think about it. All of these things, you know, back on May 4th, 2020, while Jay Clayton was the chairman of the Securities Exchange Commission in the Trump administration, the SEC granted approval for a new national stock exchange called MEMX, M-E-M-X, whose Wall Street mega bank owners have admitted to a collective 9 criminal felony counts brought by the U.S. Department of Justice. I mean, imagine that, MEMX. And this is what we are putting our faith in. Costco CEO is even Craig Jelinek is coming out saying that the middle class is doing okay financially, but a lot of people are experiencing a recession right now just trying to survive. I think this is a great time to put God first and do. Yeah, we have a solution. What have you been telling your listeners about all of this, Bradley?
Well, the Lord's going to get their attention one way or another. And it's interesting how people get freaked out about what's going on. And once they're scared, they run to the Lord. And then when things are okay again, things subside a little bit, they run away from the Lord again. And it's going to get to the point where they're not going to have that opportunity again, because the Lord does draw the line, or should I say, as it says in the book of Amos, drop the plumb line, where he says, I'm not going to allow this anymore. And the Lord doesn't need fair-weathered friends, but there's a whole lot of that going on. Something to put into perspective really quick, too, Dave, is that 86% of the people in this country call themselves Christians. What I see going from the top of the hierarchy in the church to the bottom, I understand exactly why we're in trouble today, but what I see across this country is less than probably 1% of the real deal when it comes to genuine Christianity. Therein lies the problem.
Well, you know, I understand from reading headlines today that the pastors are going woke. Do you find that's happening?
Oh, you see it all over the place. They've been going woke since I've been in the ministry, which has been 23 years now. I think we got a real good taste as to see who the professed Christians are. They're hirelings. They're not Christian. They're not Christians, because if they did, they went to bow their knee when Anthony Fauci took to the airwaves and trying to push the plandemic that he just got away with, that he tried to push 10 years previous to that. And he didn't get away with it with that generation. So I think you found out real quick as to who they serve. They are serving the state. They are serving themselves. They took the money, and they refuse to serve God. But I do want to say for the record, during the pandemic, we have changed nothing in our lives. We continuously preached all the way through all of it. We've even had attorneys on the radio getting people back out there and preaching in the pulpits. But again, we've seen who they served, and what they serve is fear, and they serve the state. And that is very unscriptural from the beginning to the very end. And I know people will say, well, Romans 13, wait a second, who subjected those powers? God did. And nowhere can you find in scripture in Romans 13 or throughout the Bible where the Lord ever commanded his children to disobey himself. So we need to put it in perspective. And if you want to check out Romans 12:21, you can bring yourself to the conclusion real quick. But we have to get this right. If we took the time to know the word and the Constitution for ourselves, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Again, we would not be in the predicament that we're in today. We have to stand up and right the wrongs, and it's exactly what we've been doing for 23 years in this country.
Yeah, God bless you for that statement. Tom in Michigan, you're on the phone with Bradley Dean. What say you, sir?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the administrative state a little bit. You know, I was watching the World News. They're showing little clips of the January 6th hearing scam. And what's going on is they want people to argue about subject matter, and it's working. I mean, they've got all this. They throw out these stupid things, you know, to argue about a subject matter. But just look at the flags. They have the gold fringe on the flags. The House of Representatives is the only place where they just have the flag of the United States of America, red, white, and blue, with, you know, nothing else. No fringe, no braid, no nothing, no eagle. The only other place they got in the Supreme Court, they have the flag, the Title One or the Title Four, Section One flag, but they got the eagle over the top of it. But I mean, that just shows you that, I mean, Trump, and he's gonna get suckered into it. He's gonna want to argue subject matter, and they're gonna go round and round and round and exhaust everybody with these stupid softball, low hanging fruit arguments. And where he should just do a quo warranto. By what authority, you know? And he can take it all the way to the phony Senate. That the 17th Amendment, the government exceeded its jurisdiction. It's lawful constitutional jurisdiction. Their whole argument depends on, Trump is going against the law and the Constitution because he didn't believe the states said, you know, what they said. And, but where do these people don't even have a jurisdictional authority in the first place?
Okay, Tom, that's a mouthful. Hang on. Let Bradley comment on that, all right? Hang on a second.
Tom, you're in Michigan, correct? And if that's the case, if you remember right, I just want to show you something real quick. If you're in Michigan, you have a Governor Whitmer who has basically had the rug pulled from her on not once but twice by the state Supreme Court concerning her unconstitutional edicts when it came to the pandemic and shutting down businesses, so on and so forth, forcing you to wear a mask. There is no constitutional law to back her up. That's what the Supreme Court came in and did. That was on a Friday. By Monday, we found that there was 13 men in the state of Michigan that wanted to conspire in kidnapping Governor Whitmer. I told the people right after that happened, I said, just give it a little time and they'll hang themselves. Give them a little rope and they'll hang themselves. Well, it was a week and a half later, we began to find out that it was actually the FBI, that is an unconstitutional agency, by the way, that conspired and engineered and orchestrated that whole kidnapping plot. They've been exposed several times. That's just in Michigan. When it comes to January 6th, you have, what is it? The mainstream media and their useful idiots wanted you to believe that 80 million people voted in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Yet over and over on the state-controlled media, we found even their own useful idiots were saying that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris didn't even have one person still up in support of his criminal administration. Before you know it, he's in the People's White House. He's occupying the People's White House, though he was kicked off the 1988 campaign trail for plagiarism, though he's been exposed for treason time and time again. We all knew this. So in other words, he never got the support from the American people. We know there's massive voter fraud going on. The mainstream media is trying to call you a theorist for calling that out when we know, in fact, it's a truth. Now, going back to the military, what did Joe Biden and this criminal administration do? They called up the military, our grandpas, our dads, our uncles, our brothers, our family members, and our friends to protect him from the 80 million people that allegedly put him in office. So what did they need to do? They need to create domestic terrorists. That means let them blame us for the crimes that they're guilty of. Hence, you have January 6th. What happens? Donald Trump entices the people to come out. Before you know it, FBI agents are leading the people to the Capitol where they're entrapped by the D.C. police. Then once they're entrapped, then they're attacked and then accused of the crimes that the paid provocateurs, the FBI, and the D.C. police are responsible for. Now, if you would shut the TV off, with all due respect, you would think a different way. I get the opportunity to go all over the country every single month, and the people that I talk to on the grassroots level all the well know what took place in Michigan, all the well know what took place on January 6th was all orchestrated by government and its agencies and paid provocateurs within. We know we're being lied to. So how are we going to respond to that? Are we going to continuously allow them to sit back and set the stage to accuse the American people and the innocent for the crimes of the guilty once again? And for the record, that is what dictators do. Adolf Hitler has a long history of what? Sending forth the brown shirts, creating domestic insurrection, and then in the public, what would he do? He would play the problem solver. It's exactly what's going on today. But the danger of what's taking place, my friends, is they're accusing me and you of the crimes of which they're guilty of on January 6th.
Okay, Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, you were also talking a lot about religion, and you were talking about all original sin and that. And, you know, about basically, you know, the one you call Jesus, he said he's the first and the last, okay? When he was on the cross, when it was all over, he said it's finished, okay? That was the last. But, you know, where is the first? Well, the first was when God created Adam in his own image, you know, out of the dust of the earth. Okay, there's your first and your last. And that's why we're living in the age of grace now. Before the crucifixion, before the murder on Lucifer's watch, Lucifer was cast out because he allowed the one used called Jesus to be murdered on his watch. And there was no justification for it because he was without sin. And basically that's how Lucifer got jurisdiction in that 4,000 years of, from Eden to the crucifixion. That was an age of Luciferian rule. You know, we still have his works are still around. The devil and Satan and their minions, they're basically artificial intelligence created by Lucifer. That's how smart these type of beings are. But, you know, Lucifer is banned from this planet, but that doesn't mean that this planet is not still infested with spiritual parasites, because it is. The people of this planet want these Luciferian concepts to be their god. That's why it's you can say the devil and Satan are god of this world. It's that's what the people are choosing. And you know, I just wanted to tell everybody in the world about that. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah.
We appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much. We've got about a minute or so left here. Bradley, your comments to that before we close.
My comments are to the people. I want to encourage you to understand Americans under God do not ask the devil for permission to obey God. We do it because we love him. We're thankful for what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We're called to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. And when you look at Luke 10:19, all power has been given unto the church. There's no excuse for why the American people are submitting to the darkness when they're called to be the light, because the victory is ours. The faith of those that are called and empowered by grace are called to overcome, 1 John 5:4, and the list goes on. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. God is willing to give us what he's what we're willing to fight for, but the bottom line is we have to first get in the fight, because history teaches us that God is not a man that he should lie, period. And here we are. What an opportunity we have, Americans. What an opportunity we have.
That's true. Bradley Dean, thank you so much for being on the show here in the Power Hour today. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. It just flies when you're getting the word out. And the word is what it is. Folks, we can't help it that all of these people have been given over. That's why they call them reprobates, folks. That's what we're dealing with in this. We have to be better than that. Rise up. Be a saint to the Father. In the meantime, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.